World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So I just stumbled up on it in the after show, or the pre-show, sorry. Funny how the, let me back up a minute. I wish you guys could, I want this to honor, what I'm about to say, I want it to honor the Lord. Okay, so take it in the way that I say it, okay? It's not about me. The last few shows we've had on here have been absolutely unbelievable. I don't know what you guys think. I mean, you don't find it. You can go and sit in church for 7 months and you won't hear the stuff that has been coming out of here. And I want you to know that it is all Holy Spirit led. Now, listen to me. That doesn't mean that everything I say is from the Holy Spirit, because unfortunately, I mess things up too, right? I hear from the Holy Spirit and I interpret it in my own head and I spit it out a different way. But everything that the Holy Spirit has led us to over the past week, you could tell one of your friends to go lock themselves in a room and listen to the last, I'm just picking a number, just listen to the last 7 shows here on this program, and they would walk out of that closet enlightened like they have never been in their life. Would somebody give me a thumbs up and say, that is the truth? Now, that's not all the truth, right? But it just digs in and shows us how little truth we're getting in our churches. Boom. How little church, how shallow. I don't care what denomination, I don't care who your pastor is. It's just shallow stuff. It's easy believism, live for today, hopium. That's what's happening in most churches. In the meantime, we're unbelievable. Do you guys have any idea, really? Are you guys, see, we're not putting it together because the media isn't telling us. I can name 5 people right now, 5 people I know right now in the hospital with some type of pneumonia. Can anybody else do that? You run down your list. Can you think right now as you sit there, can you think of some people who've died, who've surprised you that he died? Why, he was doing just fine and he had a heart. Am I alone in this, folks? Am I the alone?
My brother died of that.
Probably even more than that, Betty. Probably even more than that. And what? They're not making any association. Oh, everything's COVID, right? Everything's COVID. None of it, of course, is the COVID shot. None of it's that. And I continue to get emails, and I'm not being critical, and I know you guys are too. I'm continuing to get emails from people to say, "What? How do I take that ivermectin? How long have we been talking about it?" Right? And you know this to be the truth. You run into some of your family and friends and you bring up ivermectin, they look at you like you're crazy. They still don't get it. They still don't understand it. Hydroxychloroquine, very simple things that are healing people. God, we live in wicked, 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 wicked times, friends. Because remember that old talk show, I use it a lot. It's not what you say that counts, it's what you don't say. Anybody remember that show, that talk show, that game show that used to be on in the afternoons, about 2:30 in the afternoon? When I was ever sick from school, I used to love to watch it. It was called It You Don't Say. And the theme of that show was, it's not what you say that counts, it's what you don't say. And it's not that what we know that counts, it's what we don't know that counts. That's what I continue. Oh, I could do a show on Leviathan. And I wouldn't even have to do a show on Leviathan. I would just have to invite some of you in here with the knowledge that you have of Leviathan, because my email blew up yesterday with people talking about Leviathan. Was Leviathan, was he part of that fallen angel pre-Adamic culture? Was he? I don't know. The heck's he talking about? You think you could walk in the average church? What do you think would be the percentage if you walked into the average church and stood up and said, I'll give somebody $1 million if they could explain to us Leviathan? How many do you think that anybody would get that $1 million? No, they wouldn't get that $1 million. Why? I have no understanding of it. Could you walk into the average church and say, can anybody explain to me Genesis 6? Go there real quick, Spencer. Just any church. Genesis is in the Bible, right? It's in the Bible. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply upon the face. How did men multiply upon the face of the earth? Because it didn't come to pass until men began to multiply upon the face of the earth. So evidently, there was a time when men weren't multiplying upon the face of the earth. Would that be a safe assumption to make? Would that be a scientific truism that I could say that? If there was a time when men began to multiply, there was a time when men weren't multiplying, right? So when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw, who are the sons of God? That the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Because evidently, the sons of God aren't the same as the daughters of men. Sons of God, daughters of men, not the same. Wouldn't it be the sons of God saw the daughters of God? Are those men? No. The sons of God, who are a different set of people, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Well, just right there, what does that even mean? You ever heard that discussed in your church? Huh? Of course you haven't. Your denomination doesn't believe that. And the Lord said, golly, I'm watching this. My spirit's not always going to strive with me. I ain't going to mess with this much longer, the Lord says. For that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. See, I'm going to give 120 years messing around with this, but I ain't going to put up with it for very long. And by the way, just as a kind of an aside, there were giants in the earth in those days. What the heck does that mean? When's the last time your Baptist preacher, your Church of God preacher spoke to you on this one? Explained this to you. That there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. When the sons of God, there they are again, came in unto the daughters of men. What does that mean to came into? Betty, you have any idea what it means to come into? I think we understand in modern everyday parlance what it means to come into. It means to have sexual relationships with, doesn't it? And when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children. Oh, so when sons of God came into the daughters of men, the result was children. Well, that's unique. And they bare children to them. Who? The sons of God had sex with women, and they bore children to them. And then they became mighty men, of which were of old, men of renown. It didn't please the Lord, because he saw that it was wickedness of man that was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. And he said, daggone, why did I make man upon the earth? And it grieved him in his heart. Can the average church explain that to you? I'm not even going to go any farther than that. The average church won't even talk about that. And this is, I believe in my heart, that this spirit of this, whatever these things are resurrecting or whatever, whether it's in the heavenly realm, demonic realm, whatever, these things are starting to break through again. That's what I think. And why do I think that? Because it says in the scripture that the men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for the things coming upon the earth. Put the picture of that deer I sent up there, Spencer. Put that. I want to ask you a question. I sent it to you. I think it says deer. Don't tell me I didn't. I got a new computer yesterday. Don't tell me I didn't send it to you. You can tell me. Oh yes it is. Hang on. It's a new computer. Oh well, anyway. So anyway, I took a picture of a deer yesterday. I looked out my back window. And there was a deer, a big buck out my back. Oh, I get so mad at this thing. Scent. I used to be able to find just scent. Where are they? Oh, let's go down here.
It's on your Facebook page.
Okay, pull it up on my Facebook page, Spencer, real quickly. I know I sent it to you. I know, I swear I did. So I got a cup of coffee, not one coffee, cup of pine needle tea. And I walked to my back door, and I looked at my back door. And nope, keep going. Thanks, mom. Come on. Come on, computer. Come on. Come on. No, that's not it. I walked out my back door and I looked and there stood that guy. Now, if you guys have been to my house, you know where that is, right? And then I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. So I took a picture of him and everything. And then I thought this, God, what if that had been Bigfoot? Would my reaction have been the same if that had been Bigfoot? But we don't believe in Bigfoot. Why? Because they've told us it's not true. Can't be true. Can't possibly be true. Didn't learn about that in my theology, right? In my, say, Coach, where are you going? I'm still swimming through here a second, if you will. All right. So as you know, when you come and watch this show, be part of this show, I say it's not what we know that counts, it's what we don't know. There's a lot of stuff we don't know. And I'm continually trying to bring that to the table. That's what I try to do every day, to come in here and bring something that is going to be challenging to you. It's going to expand your understanding and it's going to get you to dig deeper. And the truth is, I can't believe the number of Christians that don't understand what's going on. How can that be? Somebody had their hand up. He had your hand up, and I didn't get chalked. Come on in there, because you're going to – yeah, go ahead, Mel. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. I was, like, going to have to sign off and drive my son to school. But it's kind of in response to what you were saying before, but I agree with you 100%. What I'm noticing is that people who've got the shot are getting sick, and they're like, well, how can I be sick? Yeah. You know, and they're going in, and – they want to give them a COVID test and it comes back negative, but all of a sudden this illness that they thought they had beat or this old illness that they had before is coming back. And like in their mind, they've done everything the government said to do. Like right. They took the shot like good little, you know, servants and, you know, they've done everything. And so, but now they're getting sick. And so my opinion is that by taking the shot, you know, you brought all these spike proteins in your body and it doesn't affect people the same. I mean, different people have different weaknesses in their body. So if somebody has, you know, a brain injury that's been healed or whatever, bringing that stuff into your body could then, that's your weak place. So that, I mean, and for somebody else, it might seem like, you know, a urinary tract infection or something else. Do you know what I mean? So
yes, ma'am.
I think that we're going to be in a time of great awakening. A person that I know, she goes, I really regret it. And she has now something that's coming back and she knows it because she's already kind of detoxed and battled that before. She's been battling it for a long time. So anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Okay, Mel, good. Cause that's tying in with something here. Hey, Spencer, pull up. It says graphene. Now this was a video that was made about a year ago talking about, not talking at all, folks, about graphene and the vaccination. Okay. This was just a video that says shows you how graphene works, right? Hey, Spence, what's the date on this video? Can you maybe I can see it at the bottom. I don't want you guys to think I'm pulling a fast one on you here. It's exact. January 28th, it was posted on YouTube, January 28th, 2021. And this isn't even an American video. I think you can play it in English. But just watch. They're talking about graphene and they've discovered now that they can get graphene in the body and it can do things. They're not talking about the COVID. Go and play it real quick, Spence.
Watch as this assembly line pumps out tiny machines called micromotors. These micromotors are only a few hundred micrometers long, and they can move when put inside a magnetic field. Scientists propose that micromotors like these could one day deliver drugs inside the body or clean up wastewater by absorbing pollutants. Micromotors can propel themselves in a number of ways. A popular way to get around is to use a chemical fuel, such as hydrogen peroxide. Materials in the micromotors react with the fuel to produce jets of gas bubbles that push the tiny particles forward. But this approach can introduce toxic compounds into the motor surroundings. Ditching the fuel and just using an external magnetic field to move the motors avoids these toxicity issues. It's a strategy that's also well-suited for biomedical applications because magnetic fields can penetrate the body.
Now, a team of researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and Hua Chong University of Science and Technology have developed novel magnetic-responsive micromotors made of graphene. Researchers can easily attach other molecules to graphene, and the material has a high surface area which makes it attractive for picking up pollutants.
Wow.
The corkscrew shape helps micromotors move in a rotating magnetic field, but it's been challenging to make helical micromotors from graphene until now. To make the micromotors, the team developed a cheap microfluidic method the team pumps oil through a solution of graphene oxide and magnetic iron oxide, and a solution of sodium alginate. What comes out are tiny corkscrews with an oil droplet head attached to a graphene oxide-based tail, all of which are sealed inside a sodium alginate fiber.
The helical motors get their signature shape through the liquid rope coil effect.
This effect depends
on precisely controlling the flow speed of each fluid. For instance, if the oil is injected slowly, the material comes out fairly straight. But as you increase the oil speed, you'll see the material start to form coils.
Interesting.
The team takes the coils they made and reduces the graphene oxide to graphene, then washes away the oil and sodium alginate to isolate individual graphene micromotors. By applying a magnetic field, the researchers could navigate the micromotors through a microfluidic channel, and they found that motors that have smaller diameters and more space between their coils moved best. The team also attached silver to the micromotors.
Let's give people vaccines
to investigate their ability to kill bacteria. The silver micromotors could kill E. coli in a petri dish, most effectively when they were moved around by a magnetic field. While micromotors haven't appeared in real-world applications yet, many devices, like this one, are moving forward.
Oh, good to know! Good to know! So now they can give you vaccines and put that stuff inside of you.
Amen,
you
see, Coach.
This is unbelievably great. Mark, it is amazing, isn't it, Mark? The stuff we're talking about is true. It's electrical. It's true. You are being shed on. Go ahead, Mark.
I got nothing to say, Coach. You're saying it. Just keep going. You're doing fine.
Okay. Because listen, this just came to me just out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere, right? And so I can name, I'm following four guys online right now who are in the hospital with some type of, maybe one of them did. I know three of them took the jab. I know three of them did. And the other one could have been shed upon. And the other one who's in the hospital and is not doing well, he's got a lot of comorbidities. We do know that, don't we? That it's the comorbidities that are killing you. It's not the I don't want to get trapped in this trap to talk about this stuff all the time. But it's important. Golly. New computer. Went out and got me a new laptop yesterday, so I'm not so frustrated anymore. How about this one? Hey, take it with a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt, okay? Spencer, pull up Walmart there. Take it with a grain of salt. Hey, I don't believe everything I play. I just give it to you so you can think about body bags. Walmart is now stocking body bags. Now, listen. Don't necessarily say, well, yes, those are going to be where they're going to kill all of them. No, maybe they're stocking body bags because they know a lot of people are going to die. Go ahead and play that, Spence, real quick. It's only 30 seconds, I think.
Look at all these body bags in here. I don't know what they're getting ready for. Bunch of them, though.
All right. A lot of people talking all that shit.
Here you go. Tell me what this says.
Cadaver bag. Cadaver bag.
I can't do it all. I don't want to get in trouble.
Walmart gas chamber. Let me show
you all something. Craig, I know you want to get in here. Come on in, Craig.
Just real brief, Coach. I mean, how many times did she say magnetic field in that clip?
I don't know, but a bunch, huh?
Because everything has to do with the magnetic field. Mm-hmm. And I'll say again what I've said before. There are four forces that are known to man. The weak force and the strong force, which is the electromagnetic field at the atomic level, the gravitational force, and the electromagnetic force.
Not violence, though, right, Craig? They're not violence, they're forces?
They're forces.
Yeah, okay.
But if you take gravitational force and you compare it to electromagnetic force, the electromagnetic force is 10 to 35 zeros stronger. Okay. So we say, what does 35 zeros mean? We can't parse that in our mind because numbers lose locality in our reality. But if I wanted to give an example so that we could understand it, if I took a second of time, and I went to about 10 to 16 zeros, that would be about 1 second to 14 billion years.
Okay, you've lost me already, but I got you.
Okay, but I'm making a ratio. I'm like taking
I
a
got you.
gallon of gas to a liter of gas.
I
I'm
don't even know
taking
what
a
a liter
second of
is.
time. Okay, I'm
Go
taking a
ahead.
second of time, something that we understand a second, and I'm going to add 16 zeros, 10 to 16 zeros to that, and I want to give it in a span of time in your mind, 14 billion years. Okay. So that means I have almost about another 20 zeros I have to account to give you an example of 10 to 35. I gave you 10 to 16 in a second, but I can't even tell you how much time is 10 to 35,
Because you lost me
right?
already. Yeah, you lost me. I get the concept, but I'm lost. Go ahead.
Okay,
Maybe somebody
now
smarter than me is following you.
well, I guess what I'm doing, coach, is I'm making a rate. Okay, let's just say you got to go 10 yards, okay, to make a
Oh,
touchdown.
now
To
I'm
make
following you. Okay, now 10
okay,
yards.
okay. So let's just say to give a ratio, that means you got to go 10 yards to get a first down, right?
Right? So far, don't
Okay,
change that
so
yet.
I want to give you something that you can make a comparison.
Good, make it.
Okay. Okay, so the comparison is a second, 1001. If you said that 10 to 16 zeros, you would come up to 14 billion years.
I
Does
ain't
that
gonna be
make
around that
sense?
long, Craig. I'd never get finished.
Okay, but what I'm just trying to say is if you said that 10 to 16 zeros, that would take you 14 billion years to do that.
Okay.
Now,
The point.
okay, when I'm telling you I'm comparison of the electromagnetic field to the gravitational field on a one-to-one comparison, you have to account for 10 to 35 zeros. Okay.
I can't even
At
count to
14,
35.
I know, but I'm just trying to say you're not even at the midway point and you've come to 14 billion years. What I'm just trying to say is everything is electromagnetically relevant. The electromagnetic field controls everything. It's the predominant force in
I'm
the
so
universe.
dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends. You got my head spinning, Craig. I believe you. I appreciate it. If you'd have said 10 yards and 10 inches, I might have been with you. If you'd have said 10 miles and 10 feet, I might have been with you. But 35 zeros don't compute. It don't compute in my head. Just me. Now, hey, God bless you, man. You're all over it. I'm for you, not against you. I'm for you, not against you. Quickly, Debbie. Then I got, you know me, got to shift to something else here. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, I was just thinking about remember that old TV show, Fantastic Voyage,
Yeah.
where they took that submarine and they injected it in that person? You know, they always say that these shows are like a precursor or a premonition of what's to come. It was just that little motor
Yes.
reminded me of that.
So remember this now. Somebody a lot smarter than me said that energy can never be created nor destroyed. It can only change shape, right? So that energy has to go somebody place. If I throw a pebble into a pond, the energy goes somewhere. We see it, Bob, we see it, right? But where does it go when the waves stop? Well, it went somewhere because it can neither be created nor destroyed. It has to go somewhere. So even in our bodies and everything that's going on in our bodies, when energy is hitting us, whether it be 5G, whether it be graphite, whatever, folks, there is an energy transference that's taking place, whether we understand that or not. And God spoke, and there was an energy transference. When God spoke, power went out, energy went out. And what do we know? It can never be created nor destroyed. It can only change shape. I don't know. I hated science. I still hate science, but I think it's kind of important. Silver, come in then, Mark. Then I'm shifting gears. Go ahead.
Okay, coach. Let me see if I can give you an analogy a little
Oh,
bit
no.
like
Here we go.
no,
Go
this is
ahead.
real easy. You'll get it. You'll get
Okay.
it. You're standing at the base of Mount Everest.
All right. I've never been there, but so I can't really visualize that, but go ahead.
Any mountain,
Okay. There you go. Okay. Now I'm with you.
pick up a grain of sand
All right.
and throw it as high as you can. And see if you can reach the top of that mountain.
No, I can't.
That's what he's talking about, the range difference.
I get it. I get it.
Okay.
Joe, I understand it better than the 35 zeros, what you just said. I understand. No, no offense, Craig. No offense. Our brains work differently. Go ahead, Mark.
I wanted to comment on Betty's comment about submarines in that movie.
Well, about 10 years ago, GE came up with what's called a nano submarine, and it goes in your bloodstream, and it goes to your colon. And from the inside of your colon, this submarine that GE has a digital acquisition system, cancer detection sensors, and it transmits that information out. So if you got cancer, GE puts a submarine in your bloodstream. All right. Then if you got cancer, they inject you with hordes of nanobots. And these are cancer detection sensors with laser beams. On the inside of your bloodstream, these go to the cancer cells and it shoots them. Okay. And it kills them. It kills cancer from the inside of your blood cells. So from a cyber aspect, those are ordered. That's a supply chain. So I could take and replace the cancer code with the T cell. And when you get injected with nanobots, it'll wipe out all your T cells and you'll die within a couple days. Okay, so these technologies are far, far advanced. We are doing security on bio submarines. There's something called a fibrous fluid nanogenerator, an FFNG. That extracts, it's a nano generator inside your bloodstream that captures energy as your blood goes by and produces wow. enough power to charge a phone. So everything they're doing is equipping us. They're equipping us for a future ahead. Some of us yes. can't be equipped and we'll die.
Mark, that's that clay okay? and iron. It. That's that clay and yes. iron mixing together. That's what I think, brother.
You're dead on it. This is where it's headed. These equipments are going to be desired. People will want them, okay?
Yeah. Wow. And Jerry's creating a machine that creates power without any. Jerry, I watched your video today. It's amazing. It's so vast. Our knowledge base is so small. And knowledge,
Amen,
is, so
coach.
Knowledge yeah. is so vast, right? And we make a discovery and we think we got to the end of it. Well, we didn't get to the end of it because why? We know this. Energy can never be created or destroyed. It can only change shape. So this energy just continues to change shape. It just continues to. Do I have that right, Mark? It's just being processed and moved in another way.
Specifically, I believe on day two, light was created on day one. Energy was created on day two. Whenever God separated the waters from the waters, he created the firmament.
Mm-hmm.
The firmament. And Tesla called that the ether. And we call it in astronomy black matter.
Oh,
a little bit of black matter. So we have a firmament in space, and that's everything around us that has energy that Greg's talking about. Magnetic fields. What
wow.
holds the planets and stars in place?
Yeah.
It's that magnetic field. It's that big. It holds the whole universe in place.
Yes.
And wow. whenever you got a hydrogen atom, it's got a proton and an electron. That's it. And the electron spins around by those small forces that Craig's talking about. Why does a hydrogen atom exactly spin at that distance? That's the electromagnetic force.
So,
what?
So, folks, imagine this now. They put you into this machine called a what? I give you an MRI, which I believe is magnetic resonance something, right? And basically what they do, Mark, and they get in that thing, they put you in there with a bunch of magnets, more or less, right? And then they try to read the energy that's going on with inside you, and they come out and say, oh, golly, we looked at this. We followed this energy, and you see right down here at your knee, there's no current going through there. We got a problem down. That's, isn't that basically what those things do, Mark?
Amen.
Wow.
Hey, so hey coach.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt.
Oh, no, you don't. Interrupt. If you start talking about zeros again, I'm muting you.
I'm talking Bible, so Roger's going to okay. like me. Okay. Can you just read about when the woman with the blood problem touched Jesus? And it's going to tie into what Mark's saying. It's in Luke chapter 8.
Spence, that's your name.
42.
Luke chapter 8. Verse 32, Luke 8,
32.
42.
We'll let Silver read it.
Hey, listen, I run the show, not you, Craig. Silver, you read it.
Okay.
Silver, you read it.
Okay.
42.
42. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched.
And Jesus said, who touched me?
When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
They're saying, are you kidding me, dude? Everybody's pressing.
Everybody's touching you. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.
Wow.
And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him. And now she was healed immediately.
And how she was healed immediately.
And how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
Wow. Okay, break it down for us, Craig. No zeros.
Where there are other versions of scripture where it says virtue, it says the power has gone out of him. From
he me. Felt power go
power,
out.
Power, virtue, and power are connected words. So if there's power, which we're talking about, right? Power, magnetic fields, right?
Zeros,
right? Magnetic fields, all right. If like Mark's saying, everything is, attractive. You know, Jerry's thing is based, right? Jerry's thing is based on magnetic fields.
Everything is attracted.
Together.
Everything is attracted or repelled. Everything.
Correct. Right. And so that's how Jerry's thing's doing it. His thing is working off a magnetic field, not gasoline or electricity, magnetic fields. Okay. And Jesus said when that woman touched her, that magnetic field of Christ healed her blood. Hmm. You just showed a clip that says magnetic fields affect the blood. That's what you just did.
I know. Was that good or bad?
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Because
sure.
You're on to it. Because
you're into science.
Aspect,
you're into science and I'm lost.
No, I'm not into science. I'm into what the essence of God is.
Gotcha.
There's an essence of spirituality that has to do with the magnetic field that we don't comprehend, but we can touch and we can see it. Because that lady touched Christ, and when she touched Christ, that magnetic field cured her blood disease.
I'm never going to get to my sermon. I got you, Craig.
Coach, real quick.
Oh, my goodness. Go, Silver. Silver, that's metal, isn't it? Go ahead, Silver.
Yes, it is. What we're talking about, the essence of what we're talking about is touch with faith.
Wow. Transference of power. Transference of power. All right. In South Africa, go ahead.
Hi, family. Okay. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Mm. Not magnetic fields and stuff, just him being in existence makes everything be. The moment
I think the two go together, though. I think the two go together because the brightness of his glory creates the magnetic field. That's what I would say. Not going to argue about it. That's what I would say. Jack?
What Mark and Craig are talking about is why homeopathy works and kinesiology works.
Yep.
It's the infinitesimally small amount of magnetism makes different things work better or worse.
Amen. How about you take a vibrator and put it on your sore leg? Huh? That sends an energy response up through you, doesn't it? Randy, come on in. then Joanne, and then Sue, and then
Shift. Okay, Coach, if you're the if we are the little lady that has the problem, she's already been through the MRI, she's been through all the medical system, and they couldn't help her. Okay, now here's us, Coach. Here we're looking at a person filled with the Holy Spirit standing there with just the Holy Spirit and his all the gifts of healing that he offers. And then we have the machine and the system standing there. Which one are you going to choose?
Mm. Well, most people are going to take the machines, aren't they,
Coach,
Randy?
Now look at the world system today. Look at where we're at in this sickness, this disease, and all this. The system is running out of answers for them. Okay, they're looking for a real answer. They're looking for people filled with the Holy Spirit that can pray the prayer of faith, Coach. Michelle, I have to agree with you on that one.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if I disagreed with Michelle. Hey, Stephanie, come in here real quick. I'll get you in, Joanne, Susan. Stephanie, get in here and explain what you just texted me, because it's like talking to Craig. Zeros. I mean, just kidding. Just kidding, Craig. Just kidding, Stephanie.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes, we can. So tell everybody what you just told me
on text. You've been talking about the energies. Like I said, believe me or not, think I'm crazy. This is my
Remember,
opinion,
she was a pagan. Whatever. Remember, she lived a pagan life before this. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, pagan life. And I went that way because the Christian church, when they see and start hearing somebody talking about this, they push them away. You know, they look for miracles and for healing, you know, but when they really see something, you can bounce away negative energy with something called aura shielding. Let me go outside. My dog just came in right here. You can bounce away negative energy with aura shielding by being aware of your chakras. Every meat suit has energy points in the body. I've talked about this. I learned about these more when I was learning Reiki. I was a level one practitioner of Reiki. I had to go through an attunement, which is where your body gets open to where you can get downloads to where you can heal other meat suits.
Isn't that what acupuncture is about, basically?
Yes, it's the same sort of energy points, only it's just different.
Yep.
Hands-on. There's acupuncture where there's needles, there's acupressure, where they can use like suctions or just pressure points with their fingers. And then there's Reiki, which is all, sometimes it's through touch, sometimes through not, but just putting your hands over another person's body. And if you're tuned in properly through your meat suit, you kind of become like an antenna where you can pick up abnormalities in other people's chakras and in their meat suits.
So in other words, the Holy Spirit can do the same thing. So that's the point you're making, right?
I believe it's through a holy. We're all energy. We're all just meat suits walking around. It's our soul. It's our spirit that makes us alive. It's our gift of God that gives us our breath. We're created through him. This is just our vehicle. This is our vessel.
And so you said then the dark side knows how to pervert it.
They know how to. Satan can't do anything on his own. He's got to flip everything. He flips everything upside down. And what do they, you know, you learn about all the energy points. You learn that every color means something. You learn that every senses are stimulated and controlled by doing certain sounds, by certain vibrations, by certain
colors. Because energy can never be created nor destroyed. It can only change shape.
Correct. And so you can still, though, if it's sent your way, you can kind of like a tennis ball, just bounce it back.
Folks,
I know that sounds crazy
but listen,
that's
folks,
what they live, breathe, eat, crap, drink, sex. Everything that the dark side does, that's what these pagans breathe and believe. It's all about the energy. They get it.
Dark energy. They are using the dark energy. They pervert it.
Anything to do against God. And that's because they believe it's all about me. I have this power. I can do this and I can control. And if I don't like what's going on, I can manipulate it and I can send a spell at somebody and make them sick. I'm going to focus on their center point in their body and make them sick. They send and people will feel panic attacks and
Stephanie, the Baptists and the Church of Christers are getting nervous right now because they said we're going into new agey stuff. But folks, you say what you want.
You need to be aware of what these people are doing because they believe
it. That's the
point
I'm making. We're not adopting new age theology.
Nope.
We're telling you what's going on around us. The unexplainable things that are going on around us is because the dark side is manipulating the energy.
And they say, how can it be bad? People are getting healed. Let's do some yoga. Let's do the dog position. Wow. Let's do worship to the sun. And let's all go om. And let's hit that vibration while we're doing our post. People, what the hell are you doing? You're opening up your body, your vessel, to something else. And Jesus don't say nowhere in that Bible about going om or doing anything like that. This stuff is real. The whole, your body is, we're all machines with a soul. And again, I say Satan hates you because he don't have that. He don't have the option of forgiveness. It's what you do with your meat suit. These energy points are real. You can deflect. You can bounce. This is what we were built in their image. When he created us, what does it say in Genesis about our creation? What did he base it on? It's energy.
And the devil wants nothing more than to destroy those created in the image of God. He hates us.
Anything against God. And that's what they do, people. It's real. Thanks, Coach.
Come on in, Joanne and Susan, and Sam will get running down through them. Here we go. I wasn't even going to talk about this morning. That's why you know this is Holy Spirit led. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, especially Tina. No, Tina. I just want to say the Bible speaks of the river of life flowing through us. The Holy Spirit is that river, that electrical energy.
Hey, anybody ever felt the Holy Spirit? Anybody out there ever felt the Holy Spirit? Hey, I'm looking for more hands. I see two hands. Reggie, you ever felt the Holy Spirit? You ever felt the Holy Spirit? Felt that energy wave from the Holy Spirit? I know it's real. I can't explain what it is, but I know what it is, buddy. I know what it is. Go on in, Susan.
It's sound. And they, you know, atoms are made of quarks. They've figured out that quarks are, their basic unit is sound. And that's what ties it all together, because Jesus was the word. He's the sound. Amen. His sound has gone forth in all the earth. And the acupuncture, I, as a massage therapist, I've always had trouble with the Eastern procedures, acupuncture and that kind of thing. And then I read an article that said the Tefillin, which are the things that the Orthodox guys wear on their heads and their hands, the places where they're supposed to wear those are the acupuncture points for clarity of mind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I just thought that was really cool.
How about this?
Tie it all together.
Our Father, thou art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and lead us not to temptation. But for thine is the kingdom and the power. Power. What's the power? Sam, come on in. Sam, don't take it. Don't drag us too deep into the woods here, Sam. Come on in.
Oh, I'm going to drag us out of the woods because there's acupuncture and there's acupressure, but there's also acupunky. Just one more thing that's not in the Bible, you know. I thought this was a Bible study, more or less. So, yeah, let's get out of the woods and leave all that hocus pocus behind. Golly.
Hey, Sam, we're trying to show what the dark side believes. The dark side believes in it, huh? Come on in, Revelation 25, 15, and Reggie, then Larry. And I got a Bible study coming up for you in a minute. Revelation 20:15.
Sorry, Coach. I just want to say, let God be true and every man a liar. David Langford just released a new video about sorcery, and he's connecting the word pharmakia to this shot. Thank you very much.
I'll be darned, huh? I'll be darned. We got to get our head out of our Baptist church to see what's going on. Reggie, come on in. Larry. Reggie, then Larry.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to say, Stephanie's not promoting this. The way she speaks, I think people are misconstruing.
Oh, she's not promoting it. And heavens no, she's telling us what the dark side's doing.
So, I mean, I do the same thing when I tell you what Lucifer and what the Luciferians have learned in the darkness. So these are the children of Lucifer. They know how to manipulate
matter. They're using this power against us, right, so, Reggie? They're using this power against us.
We're not promoting it, and we're not teaching you how to use it. What we're saying is, when you are understanding what they have hidden from you, you are better armed in fighting this battle. It doesn't mean you use evil against evil and call your evil Christian. No, you just learn how to fight it.
We are not to be ignorant of his devices, right?
Yep. And then people
just
that try
to say what they do, people. I don't want anybody doing any of that crap. Please don't. Because I learned after years of misery and anxiety and depression and being oppressed nonstop when I thought I was helping people because I was deceived by Lucifer, thinking I was doing white magic out there, people. And I'm angry and I'm passionate about Jesus Christ. And I know what I say doesn't always come out right. Not promoting it.
It came out good.
But I'm telling you what they do.
All right. That's it. Thank you.
Amen, Stephanie. Amen.
Larry and then Roger. Go. I got to get some Bible in here. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Jesus wants us to understand the dark side and their operation. And that's in Luke chapter 16, where he told the disciples about the servant that went out and made deals with all the people that owed his master money. And when he finished telling his disciples, this wasn't a preaching he gave off the side of a mountain. This was something he told his disciples, it says in verse 1 of chapter 16. He told his disciples after he told them that story, he said, the Lord of that man, he didn't say the Lord God, Lord God commended the unjust servant. He said, the Lord of that man, okay, is what the intention is here. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, okay?
Where is that, Larry? And, Luke, what,
but why was that unjust steward commended? Because he was doing a better job at what he did than what you guys are doing at what you do. You need to understand the other side works harder, the other side works smarter, the other side works in unity, and you guys need to understand the operation of how things work, and then you need to start working harder and in unity.
How about he's got up on the screen right now, Larry, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. There's power in the light, folks, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Come on in, Roger. Good word, Larry.
Well, I think Stephanie touched on something for me is there's not enough teaching that the devil is on the march.
He's on the march, brother.
He's not just the devil and he's idly sitting around. He is an aggressive, on-the-march combatant. And I don't think there's enough teaching on that, because if there was, there might be more fear of what he's doing.
Amen.
So I like what Stephanie said.
yes, and I can't emphasize enough. She wasn't promoting it. She's telling us what they do. Come on. All right. Okay, so want some Bible. I'm going to give you some Bible. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Silver, you read so I can think. God, we only got 12 minutes. We'll get it in here. Come on, Sam. We'll get some Bible in here. Are you ready, Silver? Did you take break on me?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Start reading, brother. 2 Timothy chapter 3.
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Two questions I got right there. Two questions. I got three really right there. When are the last days? And what are perilous times? When are the last days and what are perilous times? Because those two things really, really matter, don't they? They really do. Now, they're writing this 2,000 years ago. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Why will perilous times come, Joe? See, I think the next few verses tell us why perilous times are going to come. They're not showing us the evidence of perilous times. They're showing us why perilous times are coming. Why? In the last days, perilous times shall come. Why? Why will perilous times come? Go ahead, Joe.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Joe, I got to stop, Joe. This is an evidence of end times. This is evidence of why the perilous times are coming. It's about what we do in our operations. Go ahead.
Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection.
Abortion.
Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away.
Can I take you back to my premise? Can I take you back to my premise? Because we're being told here that perilous times are going to come because of what we just read. These are not signs of the end times. These are the signs that are bringing the perilous times upon us. Because we've rejected everything. Remember yesterday we talked about the Ten Commandments and they're all protective. And if you read down through these, what Joe just read down there through, every one of them is against the Ten Commandments. Every one of those things he's talking about is against the Ten Commandments. So it's walking away from the protection of the Ten Commandments that causes this stuff to happen. And we've got it just backwards. We look at the action and say, oh, it's the end times. The end times. Now, men have always been like this. We've had restraints on men up to that. We just don't have any restraints on men anymore. So what happens in verse 6, Joe?
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts.
This is how they're getting away with it. Because look, these women, they had a form of godliness. Go ahead.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Oh my goodness, could I preach on that? Keep going.
Now as John's and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth.
Joe, what do they resist, Joe?
The truth.
They resist the truth. That's why things are going to get bad. This is not a sign of the end times. This is how the end times are coming. Because why? They will resist the truth. Keep going.
Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
I could preach on that. Go ahead.
But they proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
Do you think the folly is becoming manifest to all men now? Are we seeing the foolishness going on? I think we're starting to, right? Men are starting to see it. Keep going.
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me.
So he says, hey boys, I got some cred here. Remember what happened to me in Antioch? Remember what they did to me in Iconium? Were you there? Do you see what they did to me in Lystra? All the persecutions I've been through. Why am I going through all these persecutions? Because I just told you why. Because this is the nature of men. This is the kind of stuff that happens. And when you stand up and you push back against it, you're going to get your ass beat. Pardon me. That's what he says. But the Lord delivered me out of all of them. Watch, Joe.
The fun part. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
That's pretty clear right there, boys.
Amen.
That is pretty clear right there. Go ahead.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Wow.
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Bring them back to those Ten Commandments that are protective. Come back under the shadow of the Almighty, these Ten Commandments, they're protective. Go ahead, Joe.
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine.
Doctrine, reproof.
For correction
and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. So Paul is saying here, we're the salt. We are the salt and we are the barricade between all of this nature of man that's coming our way. See, we think it just.
Amen. Around.
Coach, let me read 17 again.
Okay.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Furnished, Spencer, equipped.
equipped with all good works. Spencer, go to the next chapter. Just click down the bottom, next chapter. Because remember, there are no chapters in the letter, right? New paragraph. So he just told you what's going on. He said, because men are going to be lovers of themselves and proud, blasphemers, perilous times are coming, man. It's the nature of man, the sin nature. We got to preach against this sin nature. If we don't destroy the sin nature or control the sin nature, all this stuff's going to happen. It's going to get worse and worse. See, we got it backwards. We think it's getting worse and worse and worse. So the end times are here. That is not what that scripture teaches. Okay, Joe, we got 5 minutes. Finish this up.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the at his appearing and his kingdom.
Wow. I thought he loved everybody. Go on. Silver, you're frozen up, man. Never seen that happen. Silver. Solid silver. We got solid silver. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort.
Preach the word. Be instant in
Joe, you broke up.
Wow. I was reading. Go ahead. I locked up.
You did lock up.
Yeah.
So do it again, brother. Start right now.
All right, we'll do it again. Here we go. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort.
Joe, do you see love? Do you see love there at all, Joe?
Not yet.
Not yet.
With all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves.
We just read those lusts, didn't we, Joe? We just read that list of lusts. He told us, right? Go ahead. Go back to verse 2, Joe.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
What's this here?
But watch thou in all things.
You watch in all things, Joe.
Endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry.
Bingo. Bingo. Now, here is the beautiful part of it, in my mind. Stephanie has a ministry. Craig has a ministry. Mark Trump has a ministry. Joe Allen has a ministry. Dale Socha has a ministry. Coach Dave has a ministry. Joe Silver has a ministry, right? And the last thing we need to do is be sitting around criticizing these many parts of the body that the Lord has put in place. And we should be encouraging them to operate in their gift and stop criticizing the way they use the gift, because it doesn't resonate with us. That's where we are. That's why we're powerless in the church, in my not so humble opinion.
Amen. Amen, Coach. Amen.
Amen. So a lot of the truths that I've learned over, a lot of the lies I've discovered over the last 5 years have made me a deeper Christian, a deeper Christian. I'm going to go research some of the stuff Stephanie said. I'm going to go research, and I'm going to go research some of the stuff that Craig said. Can't do it all, but I know this. Craig can tell me. Jerry can tell me. Trump can tell me. Right? That's what this thing's about, man. It's that body being put together. And we're reading the scriptures backwards. See, we're saying perilous times are coming because here's the evidence of it. Men are lovers of their own selves and proud. But I said, no, dude, no. They're like that because you ain't being salt. that's what you gotta be saltier. More salt, not less salt. It's the exact opposite of the words that we're hearing in our churches. Hence, we are paralyzed and handicapped. I feel you trying, Jack. Go ahead, Jack. Interrupt.
Okay. Hold on. Quick, put a ribbon on it. From the beginning of the show to the end of the show, what the Mark was talking about and Craig was talking about and Larry's scripture and the Reese and the scripture that Silver just read, the light and the energy and the power the people, the good, are attracted to that light source. They're going to come to the light. The evil are repelled. It's all the same energy. They're attracted and repelled. It's all the same.
Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, right? For the time will come when they will not endure it. They're not going to be able to. What a time to be alive.
Bring it on us, Lord. Bring it on us.
Amen, baby. God bless y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.